Philip Hughes, of course, passed away yesterday, boys. Such sad news that came through mid-afternoon. And one of his great mates, and of course the captain of Australia's great mate, is Shane Warne. And he spoke to our sister station down there in Melbourne. He's spoke to Eddie McGuire and Mick Molloy. And it started the ball rolling. The first question was, how well did he know Phil Hughes?
I spent a bit of time with Phil, and as you said, you know, his second test match, 100 in both innings against South Africa in South Africa, 100 on debut in a one-day international. I mean, this kid had so much talent, and he did it all at 20 years of age. You know, he did it a long time ago, he did it 5 years ago. So, you know, he struggled a little bit in recent times, but he just started to find some form again, and as all young people do, they go through the ups and downs when they first start, and then they suddenly start to mature a little bit. They understand themselves. They know their body. They know how to react in certain situations. And then they start. Then you start to see the real talent come through. And I think that's what we were just starting to see with Philip before, you know, his passing, which has just shocked everybody. And, I, you know, it's hard to put into context the devastation of how this has affected everybody, not just the cricket community and the cricket family, but everybody. Well, I've had so many calls from, you know, obviously a lot of cricketers. You know, we all go out to watch sport, we get entertained by sport, and yeah, sure, there's occasionally a few knocks and punches and things go on, but you don't expect someone to lose their life when they go out to play sport.
Yes, very, very sad stuff. And the next question they asked Warney was, how is his mate Pap Clark holding up?
Michael Clark, yeah, sure. He didn't leave the hospital. He was there for a couple of days to make sure, in his words, his little brother. I mean, he had Philip Hughes under his wing for such a long time, and was really trying to help him as much as he could about his batting and everything. And, you know, Michael, he's shattered. You know, he's just beside himself at the moment. And, you know, as he said to me, I've lost my little brother.
And that, of course, brings us to the question of the test match, which is next Thursday, the first test against India. And the boys asked Warney, well, should the first test go ahead?
Sure. I mean, you know, in one side of the coin, I suppose Phil Hughes would want the show to go on. But I think it's a bit bigger than that. I think all the players, you think Brad Haddin was standing next to Phil Hughes there. He could quite possibly meant to be captaining the side next week. I think people need time at the moment. And so I'm not really sure whether the Brisbane test will go on or not. I'm not sure whether it should or not. I just think over the next few days there'll be a funeral, which I'll be back for. And I think then it's a way up. I think everything's just too quick. Maybe the best thing is to postpone Brisbane and cancel that test match and maybe make it a 3-test match series and just give the players just a little bit of time, because I don't think anyone that was there is ever going to get over it. It's about how they manage it and whether they can move on the best way they can. And I think the only way you can do that is time. And maybe an extra week or so might just help.
That's exactly right. I can't agree more. I think time is what they need. You know, it's obviously...
It's easier said than done, though, well, MG. There's television, there's money, there's advertising, there's tickets.
MG, I'll ask you something. You lost a dear mate in Ben Alexander. How did you cope with the weeks afterwards?
Yeah, that was the last thing on our mind was playing footy. It was like that is who closest to Ben, you know, myself and Brandy and Freddie and a couple of other guys. The last thing we wanted to do was play footy.
How long did you have to have out before you felt right to play again?
Well, it was two weeks after the Ben's passing. Basically, we were given an ultimatum. We had to play, and we weren't. Stop. And that's when I left the club, because I didn't want to play. I just didn't feel it was right to.
So you never felt that sort of we're doing it for Ben type thing? For you, it was like, I just needed time. You just needed time away from the club, from everything?
Yeah, I think so. I had all the memories that, you know, it's and everyone's different, mate. This is, you know.
Yeah, there'll be some people going, you know what, I can't wait to get out there. I'm going to get 100 for him or 5 wickets for Philip.
Exactly right, Gus. It's all in the eye of the beholder, and it's how you deal with grief.
We'll know the next few days, I suppose, Manny.
You're right, Gus. And I think in one hand, it could be a real celebration of the life of Phil Hughes, and it can act maybe, you know, as a great opportunity. But in other ways, that's easy for us. The hard thing is going to be to say to those 12 players,
"That's right.
Are you okay to get out there and play? You know, are you going to be able to do it?" And I must say, it's going to have a real effect on cricket, Gus, because I'm picturing myself like, if you're a fast bowler.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to have an effect on you.
Of course.
Isn't it? I mean, what fast bowlers pride themselves on is aggression and things like that. But it's going to be really awkward, you know,
The first time Mitchell Johnson runs in, which he will do this summer at some stage, and he will bowl a bouncer Indian batsmen aren't used to bouncy pitches. It's one of the great advantages of playing in Australia.
Will the crowd go up? Well, I think there'll be. It's going to be it's going to be very strange.
I think the decision on whether they should play or not should go down to those players who are actually on the field when the incident happened. You know, the likes of the Haddons and
Dave Warner
and Davey Warner and them blokes who are actually there. And you see the shock in there. You see on the front page of the Telegraph a couple of days ago when the incident happened. They knew it was.
Oh,
they knew
straight away.
Their panic towards the
dressing room
was evident. So ask them boys how their state of mind is.
Well, there's a test match going on at the moment between Pakistan and New Zealand, and they abandoned yesterday, and they're going to start the second day today. That's how much hasn't just affected Australia, Paige. It's affected the whole cricketing family. And over the next few days, we'll find out from Cricket Australia, and India will have a big say in that as well.
Well, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call on 133353 or get us on Twitter as well, at Grill Team. Should the test go ahead on Thursday, do you feel it should be cancelled or is it entirely up to the players? We'd love to hear your thoughts. It's a minute past seven on the Triple M Grill Team.